How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of This Week in Skating. No Daphne again this week, it's just Matteo and I here. She is on her way home from her vacation and from Dallas Classic. I think she's en route as we are recording this, but from what I've gathered, she had a really good time. She's been texting the both of us, so we can't wait for her to be back next week. Though I think then next week you're gone, right, Matteo?
I should actually be back from somewhere that I might be talking about. No spoilers.
You know, Daphne's been gone. Matteo's going away, but he may be back to record with us. And then Daphne and I both go to Lake Placid. So hang in there. We'll all be the three of us together. Hopefully maybe just next week we'll be back. But if not, then it might be not until August that all three of us are here together. But I couldn't watch Dallas Classic. Nobody else could either. But I was keeping an eye on the results, and we will talk about Dallas Classic in a little bit. But let's get started with the general skating news. Matteo, you want to
kick this off? Yeah. So we can start by sharing that there were Grand Prix assignment changes. Francis Pair's team of Aurelia Fola and Theo Bellet have been assigned to Grand Prix de France.
Weekend tickets for the 2025 U.S. Championships in Wichita, Kansas are now available.
And U.S. Figure Skating has posted its NQS, which is the National Qualifying Series Competition Central website. So go check it out.
Well, moving on to safe sport topics and online resources. On July 22nd, the Court of Arbitration of Sport will hear the Canadian figure skating team's appeal against the revised 2022 Olympic team medal standings, which were determined by the ISU. Now, you remember we've been talking about the appeals from the Russian Federation that the Court of Arbitration of Sport was supposed to rule on that. We haven't heard what their ruling is. Their hearing was last month, so maybe they'll release both their rulings at the same time. This is all very much interesting here because we are just a few weeks away from the Paris Olympics. And the Paris Olympics will begin just days after the hearing on the Canadian appeal. And it has been reported that the team event medal ceremony is scheduled to take place at the Paris Olympics. So we'll just be keeping our eyes and ears open to hear what's coming out from these hearings. And yeah, this should be very interesting. Hopefully a medal ceremony will be able to happen and we will find out what teams will be involved, if it will be the U.S., Japan, and Canada, or if it'll be just the U.S. and Japan.
Yeah, and you're right. We're only 10 days away from the start of the Olympic Games. I'm quite curious to know what the skaters know.
Yeah,
less than two weeks away. Is going to happen? Can they book their flights? We know that some skaters are heading to different summer shows.
Yeah.
Madison Chuck and Evan Bates, for instance, are en route, I think, to Japan again for a new ice show. It would be interesting to know whether they have to take a break from it and go to Paris, get their medal, and go back.
Yeah.
Who knows?
If it is to happen, I know it's supposed to happen in like August. It's supposed to be like the second week of the Olympics. So at least there's like a little more time.
There's
but I forgot
window.
That it's like, it does start in 10 days. I still feel like, oh, it's a few weeks away, but no, the Paris Olympics are, you know, coming up really soon. I think a lot of athletes and some journalists are already starting to make their way to Paris. So very exciting. And again, hopefully we'll have a medal ceremony there in Paris.
Christine Brennan tweeted on July 13th, and it was also listed on the U.S. Figure Skating's website, that the U.S. Center for Safe Sports issued a temporary suspension to former U.S. skater turned coach Steven Pottinger. Steven is a coach in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Well, moving on to our event results, as we said, the 2024 Dallas Classic took place in Plano, Texas. That's where Daphne was. Robin was there as well. This is the first event of the 2024-2025 NQS series, just for dance. And so now you know the next few weeks going into the fall will be NQS events. The event was also part of the solo dance series too. So another event for our solo dancers. Now, our avid listener and supporter of This Week in Skating, Jennifer Como, was there. And I asked her if she could take some notes for us, as well as write down program music, which you'll find program music for those dance teams on our website. No choreographers, but we will try to get those confirmed and we'll get them up as well. And so she did send me some notes about what she thought of some of the teams. I just want to remind people, it's only July, so if results didn't go the way you thought it were going to go, again, it's only July. And so we'll get started here talking about the seniors. There were five teams, but after the rhythm dance, two teams withdrew, and both of those teams that withdrew are new teams, so it's probably had to do with them just not being ready to compete their free dance. And that's common. You know, teams and skaters will just do one program that they're ready to show, and then they'll withdraw. And so, yeah. Zoe Larson and Andre Kaprin of the Ukraine won the senior event. They skated to Love Story for their free dance, and Jennifer said the program had great passion and expression, and that the choreo slide was a highlight for her. Rafaela Concias and Alexei Shepetov of the United States were second. They had a nice assisted jump to start and a beautiful stationary lift in their Romeo and Juliet program. Michaela Malello and Carl Schepfel were third. Now, the new team, and I think that people were wanting to hear about this team, the new team of Annabelle Morozov and Jeffrey Chen withdrew after the rhythm dance. Now, they were first after the rhythm dance. I think their score was 70-something, which is a pretty good score for your first time out as a team. Jennifer said they were very impressive for a new team. Great, good speed, in sync, lots of personality in their get up, off of that thing, I feel good, and shout rhythm dance. These rhythm dances are sounding like they're going to be a lot of fun this year. If we thought the 80s were fun, I think these rhythm dances this season are going to be fun too. The other new team of Amy Sweet and Jonathan Rogers, who were in third after the rhythm dance, also withdrew. They had a twizzle error in the rhythm dance and a few spots in the program where they were grabbing for holds still as a new team would. Jonathan also did a butterfly lift or leap at the end of their Blame It on the Boogie, Don't Stop Until You Get Enough, Shake Your Body Down to the Ground rhythm dance. So five teams in the senior event, only three finished out the event. But yeah, and I think we'll see a lot of these teams in Lake Placid. Mateo?
Absolutely, yeah. And thank you very much, Jennifer, because it's great to have this information. So as you're saying, you also provided a bit of information about the junior teams. Let me just go through it. So the new team, Hanna Maria Aboyan and Daniil Vizielukin, won the event. They were first after the rhythm dance and second in the free dance. Jennifer said that they had a lot of speed and energy and looked the most competitive at this point of the season, so they were clear leaders at the event. He also said that their free dance, which is clarinet concerto in A major, symphony number 40 in G minor, and piano concerto number 21 in C major, was stunning, not a position out of place, and they had tons of speed. Caroline Mullen and Brendan Mullen won the free dance, but finished second overall. Jennifer said that Mullen's also looked polished and had great speed and flow. Their free dance, which is based on La Tour Vue du Ciel, is very well trained already. Olivia Ealing and Dylan Kane won the bronze medal. Their Carry You by Ruel free dance is a similar style to last year's free dance, but the program looks in good shape. Eliana Pio and Ethan Pio finished fourth. Eliana fell in the midline and the lift was low and labored in their boogie shoes and dance to the music, rhythm dance. They are skating to Pearl Harbor for the free dance, and Jennifer mentioned she would like to see a bigger ending. Ethan tweeted out, "You win some, you lose some. Good learning experience and ready to make changes for Placid."
Well, I'm glad we're going to get to see the Peels in Lake Placid. But yeah, this was great for her to send us some notes just because not being able to see the competition, just hearing, you know, how some of the teams are looking and doing. Again, I'm going to see some of these teams in 2 weeks. And I'm sure Daphne can share with us her thoughts when she comes back next week as well. But let's move on to the 2024 Skate Milwaukee. Now, Skate Milwaukee also hosted the U.S. Junior Team Cup, which the U.S. Junior Team Cup determines Junior Grand Prix assignments. Now, for the men, it was a bit of a surprise. Patrick Blackwell, who withdrew from Eastern Sectionals last season, was fifth after the short program. He came back to win the free skate and win the event. I think no one was expecting him to be up there because I was not familiar with him, actually. So congratulations to him. And I'm guessing he might find himself with the Junior Grand Prix assignment here this fall. Alexander Fegan.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Jumped up from 9th after the short program to finish 2nd in the free skate and 2nd overall. Lorenzo Alano finished in 3rd. He was 4th in both segments. Taro Shinohara, the reigning U.S. Junior Silver Medalist, finished 4th. And Lucas Kaznicki, the reigning U.S. Junior Champion, was 5th.
In the women, a very close competition for them. Annika Chow, who was the leader after the short program, won the event by 0.11 points over reigning U.S. junior champion Logan Higgins Chen. Logan did win the free skate, though she was 3rd after the short program. U.S. silver medalist Josephine Lee finished in 3rd place. She moved up from 4th place with her 2nd place short program. Theo Park, the reigning U.S. junior bronze medalist, was 4th, and Kira Heibling, the reigning U.S. junior silver medalist, was 5th.
Well, there was also the Orange Blossom Open that took place in Clearwater, Florida, that was part of the Solo Dance Series, and the 2024 Excel National Festival that took place in Norwood, Massachusetts. We'll have the links to both of those events in our show notes. Now, at the Excel National Festival, I was seeing a lot of social media posts. Sean Rabbit, Ashley Kane, Alyssa Liu, Andrew Torgashev, Karen Kwan. There were others. They were there in Norwood working with the Excel skaters. So that was a really cool experience. A really cool opportunity for these, Excel skaters to work with some of the, top elite skaters.
Moving on to program announcements. So as you know, we're keeping track of program being announced. Alongside information from Dallas Classic, we also added Denis Vasiliev's new short program, which is Helix by Justice. And for the new program, Denis announced that he's either going to skate on La Bayadère or he will stick to the Lion King that he debuted at Worlds last season, changing it last minute, as we remember from just before the event. We also have new music for Fradi and Forno, which is Village People medley for the rhythm dance. Bernard and Bonetto are skating on Sgt. Pepper Lonely Heart Club Band and Jumping Jack Flash as the rhythm dance. Also announcing the rhythm dance are Kot and Chata New, which is the music that I picked is Peaches and Herb, and a medley on this music. And finally, keep your eyes open because Luna Hendrix announced that she will soon share what she's skating on. In fact, she had a little story the other day asking followers whether they would like to hear about the short program or the free program first. So definitely a matter of time before we find out what she picked this year. And it seems like the music is going to be a bit different from what she has been going for. So I'm quite curious.
I liked her fun program, so if she's going with something different, well, we'll just have to wait and see. Well, moving on to some recent interviews and articles. Anything GOE's talked with Matteo Zani about his ice dance teams and coaching philosophy. Glory Media has a featured article on Piper Gillis. It's titled, How the Olympic Champion Turned Adversity into Advocacy. And U.S. Figure Skating did a feature on Stephen Murray. Now, Stephen Murray is stepping away from the Haydenettes. He competed with the Haydenettes for 8 seasons. You probably, if you watched the Haydenettes, you would have saw Stephen competing there. So he's been a staple of that team for 8 seasons. And now he's stepping away and going to be doing some coaching. So I thought that was a great article on him. Check out our show notes as well for an article or a video interview, excuse me, with Serena Hughes from Italy. A Divine Sport interviewed Lila Fear and Lewis Gibson. And then Ashley Kane was on the Future of Figure Skating podcast.
Social media updates. So we have a couple of updates that are probably not very positive, so to speak, but the last two are actually quite good. So hold on with that. The first one is Marco Zandron, which was a pair skater with Laura Barquero representing Spain. He announced the end of their partnership. The two actually started to skate. They had a competitive season on in 2021-2022, reaching 9th place at the European Championships and 11th place at the Olympic Games. But they then had to pause following a positive test for a banned substance from a test taken from Barquero during the Olympic Games. So they officially announced the end of their partnership now. The other news, literally a couple of hours before we started recording, Saulius Ambrulevičius of Lithuania, so the ice dancer that skates with Alison Reed and the current European bronze medalist, has just posted on his Instagram, unfortunately, that he is at the hospital. The photo showing something happened to his hand or his wrist, so we're not quite sure what happened yet, but sadly, that's what we had to see now. So we are wishing him a speedy recovery. We know that they have the Grand Prix de France and the NHK trophy allocated to their name, so hopefully he will be able to recover well in time to take place and compete in both Grand Prix. However, the very good news are both relating to ex-Italian pair skaters. So Nicole Della Monica, which you will remember she used to skate with Matteo Guarisa for almost 10 years, welcomed her first baby boy, Alex. So congratulations to her. And Valentina Marquet, which was also next skater with Andre Otarek, announced she's expecting a baby. And I really recommend that you go and check her Instagram account because the post where she announces that is very original, as you would expect Valentina to do in these kind of situations.
I did see the post and it was fun. It was a fun post. Very exciting. Well, upcoming events for the week. And again, here we go. Because the NQS has started, we've got quite a few events going on this week. The 2024 Skate Wilmington is taking place in Wilmington, Delaware, July 16th to the 21st. That's part of the Solo Dance Series. 2024 Skate Detroit, taking place in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, July 17th to the 20th. Also part of the Solo Dance Series. The 2024 Cactus Classic is taking place in Scottsdale, Arizona, July 18th to the 21st. The 2024 Peach Open in Duluth, Georgia is July 19th to the 21st. Both the Cactus Classic and the Peach Open are the first NQS events for singles. The 2024 U.S. Collegiate Championships and Invitational is in Richfield, Minnesota, July 19th to the 21st. Skate Ontario's July Sectional Series is July 19th to the 21st in Orleans, Ontario. And Korea will have their Junior Grand Prix Selection Competition, and that's July 20th to the 21st. So a lot going on this coming week, and we will have it all for you next week in the show.
That was quite a long list, wasn't it?
Yes.
It's good.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we now reach the end of our episode. We always like to finish with a few updates on our media. So starting with This Week in Skating, do you remember that I kept talking about a video with our This Week in Skating swag, which Gina and I would have posted? Well, it is now online, so please go check it, like it, share it, and let us know what you think about it.
Yeah, and go buy some swag too.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on, bring your swag to a competition or wear it proudly. Yeah, definitely check out our store.
On icedance.com, there is a new article from Morgan Matthews Pennington titled Unique Beauty, Ice Dancers' Hair and Makeup is More Than Meets the Eye. The topic of the article is exactly what it says in the title. I definitely recommend to go and check it. It's a very interesting read. We also have the photos from the 2024 Dallas Classic that Daphne took while she was there. So she is slowly but surely uploading everything. So there will be quite a nice database for everyone to go and check from Dallas Classic.
Yeah, she mentioned that she took over 1,000 photos. Now, I'm not sure if that was all from the competition or from her part of her vacation as well, but that's a lot of photos.
Sounds about right, though.
She is getting them up there. I already saw that there were some up there, so I know as soon as she gets home, she'll be working on more photos while she unpacks and gets ready to go back to work. Well, over at FSO, Robin took a lot of photos too, and she is sending them to me from Dallas Classic. So I've already started putting a few up there, and I'll have more later in the week. In case you missed it, the first interview with the new team of Audrey Shin and Balaj Naj was posted. I got to catch up with them and ask them about this new partnership and Audrey doing pairs, switching from singles to pairs. So check out that article if you haven't done so already. And the third part of our summer collegiate intercollegiate series is going to be up just in time for the actual national competition for collegiates. My new writers over at FSO has an interview with the reigning U.S. collegiate champion, Ren Warren Jacobson. So check that out later in the week.
Well, that's the end of our episode. We look forward to welcoming Daphne back next week.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.